PRI's podcasts and on-demand audio are free, thanks to contributions from listeners like you. Make a difference. Invest in better media. Contribute at PRI.org. Thank you.
I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Singer Nneka Egbuna goes simply by her first name. Nneka was born in Nigeria to a Nigerian father and German mother. She's been called an Afro-German warrior princess. The description is a bit deceiving. At 28 years old, Nneka still looks like a skinny teenager. Her voice is girlish, and it takes you off guard when she talks in serious tones about Nigeria and Africa, the focus of many of her songs. Take the tune Heartbeat. In it, Nneka takes the voice of Africa as the continent addresses the West.
You said you'd be there for me in times of trouble when I need you, when I'm down. And likewise, you need friendship. It's from my side below, but isolated things have been changing. You have goals to achieve, but the road you take are broad and heartless. The ones you make another way.
In that song, it's basically Africa sing to the West. You came with missionary, with Christianity. You said it would be good for me, but then all you did was to take. It's stressing the relationship between Africa and the West, and at the same time between Africans and their political leaders. So now it's no more the West to blame alone, but also that we stand up and see, listen, we are responsible for our present condition and this is what we can change.
And the world is asleep. How will you ever wake her up when she gets deep in the dreams? Wishing, and yet so many die. You see, we think that it is all about us. It's all about you. You sold your soul to the evil and the lust and the passion and the money in you.
At present, you have in Africa most of the political leaders that are in ruling position are the ones that were there after colonial times or during colonial times trying to fight for power. And these old people, how do I say, not old, but most of them are in their 60s, 50s, they just do not want to let it go. They're not giving anybody, the youths or the next generation, a chance to rule or to express.
Do your songs offer a solution? You think that Americans are going to kind of like pick up on and maybe follow through in some way?
I wouldn't say I have the absolute solution. I'm singing about change, and I'm trying to contribute to that. And for me, the best way to express that is to perform, to sing, to connect people's hearts.
The time has come for you to see that love is something else that you practice it to be.
Nneka grew up in Nigeria, but when she was 20, she fled a tough family situation at home. She moved to her mother's home country, Germany. As she told me outside one of her recent concert venues, it was her first time in Europe.
It was the first time ever that I had time alone, away from Nigeria, away from the madness. This is me now. Now my journey begins, and I'm by myself. And then I started exploring the German culture, and got to know my mom, etc. Got into music, became very tied to music because music had to be a therapy for me to survive in that place. Then eventually getting a record deal, all that happened in Germany. So I must say, Germany has given me a lot of time to find myself.
After 5 years in Germany, Nneka returned to Nigeria. In her music, Nneka often name-checks fellow Nigerians, cultural icons like writers Wole Soyinka and Chinua Achebe, and the late Afrobeat musician Fela Kuti. They're all figures known for their pointed critiques about modern Nigeria. Fela got in trouble for it, arrested over 200 times. Nneka says Fela was an inspiration for her. She's even adapted one of Fela's best-known song titles, VIP, or Vagabonds in Power, for her own repertoire. She often plays it live, getting the audience to sing the chorus. Nneka's songs often take on Nigeria's elite and the power-money structure they've established around them.
Given that Fela Kuti was arrested and beaten so many times, how hard is it for somebody, especially a female, to be saying these things in Nigeria today?
It's big time difficult. First of all, even opening your mouth and talking about political issues, you need to be courageous. Then, as a female, and then as mixed race. So, it pushes me, triggers me to go further, you know. The other day I was performing in Port Harcourt. Port Harcourt is a spot in the Niger Delta, another oil city. It was a festival called the Niger Delta Peace Concert. And I had this song that I wrote, this Vagabond in Power song. And you had approximately 80,000 people singing this song. And the spirit was heavy, was strong. And while I was performing on stage, we had the Secret Service come on stage and harass us. So we've been harassed a couple of times in Nigeria. But you know, somebody has to say something.
This summer, Nneka has a big tour across the United States. You'll find information about it at our website, theworld.org. Nneka's U.S. debut is titled Concrete Jungle. That's where this track comes from. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for tuning in.
When it's talk of resolutions, when it's talk of your solutions, when it's talk of your elections, then it's about well, nothing that changed. We just a young and we just a spray. We just a reggae. Oh.